Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, we talked about Rattler and certainly the groin injury to Kamara. They're doing more tests. We'll find out a little bit more. But, boy, does it swing the door open for Kendra Miller?
Amen.
And now you got to take advantage of that spot if Kamara is going to be out for any length of time or possibly even out for the season. We don't know that yet. We'll have to find out more about the injury to Alvin, but it's certainly now
great opportunity for him.
Man, and you see it in flashes that he has got talent. No one's ever questioned that. The question is availability.
Yeah, yeah. Then you beat up. Can you answer the bell week in and week out? Mike, he's hell when he's well. I say that all the time. You know, he's, for the season, he's 4.5 yards a carry, 4.4 to be exact. That's very good. In the game, he was outstanding. Mikey averaged 5.1 yards a carry. Now, that 17-yard long gain he had, he should get 17 yards. The line, the offensive line
was really open.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I look at Mike at 9 carries, 46 yards. So I'm looking going forward, that might double if Kamara's not available. Instead of 9 carries,
you
that might be 18.
And three passes thrown your way, too.
Exactly, the touches and what's going to come about with that. So great opportunity for Kendra Miller. When he first came to the Saints out of TCU, he was talking smack. I'm here.
The night they picked him.
I'm here
talking
to take,
smack to us.
I'm here to take Alvin Kamara's job. I'm like, oh, okay, young fella, slow your roll. I mean, how about you just contribute and help our offense? But now you can be the man, Mike. A good sample size now. If you look at what he did against Washington, what he's going to do against Green Bay on Monday night, that's going to be, talk about an underdog. Where the Packers are at right now.
13.5-point underdog.
Mike, that's like a college, like a team being 30-point favorite. I mean, you know, because anytime you double digits in NFL, so Mike, it's at 13.5.
13.5. And Bob, part of that is the last thing on your mind stays with a gambler. He watched that Sunday night game. Were really Seattle in that game at any length of time?
No, and you look at the Packers, and it's going to be in the
defense
at night. So, so when I look at that, but a great opportunity for Kendra Miller. Look what he did against Washington. Okay, build upon that. Can we rely upon you against the Packers on Monday night? Then you come back to the Dome against the Raiders. Then you finish at Tampa Bay. The one who's hot right now, Tampa Bay crushed the Chargers.
Bob, that was a surprise to me.
And the game was close at the beginning. All of a sudden, Baker Mayfield, like, whoa.
He got hot.
Well, Mike, and now look, this is where we were at one time, and we're not, and they are. The Tampa Bay's gonna win the division four straight seasons in a row. Well, we've done that before, and now we're not in the playoffs in Tampa Bay. You know, everybody's worried about Atlanta and Kirk Cousins and all that. No, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'll tell you, that's the team right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike, you know how. Okay, who are you playing in the playoffs and all that? And, you know, like, I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, go there. But that's one team you might not want to play right now, how hot they are.
And they're doing it without Antoine Winfield, who they'll get back in a couple weeks. But before the season, I picked the Bucs to win it again. Man, then I watched after week four and five. Ain't no way they're going to win this division. Atlanta was hot. And then all of a sudden, now Atlanta's cooled off in Tampa Bay.
Because they were dealing with injuries, you know. Yes. And the one compliment who's been, the guy from Penn State, Mike.
Chris Godwin.
Yeah, Chris Godwin's out for the season. He's always burned the Saints. And then he was out. But, boy, you know that combination with Baker Mayfield and I can't think of his name now, the receiver, the top receiver
Mike
from
Evans.
A&M, Mike Evans. Home, they were unbelievable.
And the rushing attack with Bucky Irving,
yes,
and
they
also
can run.
Rashad White. Man, and they one of the top five teams rushing the ball.
Yes.
You showed me the stats last week.
Oh, and that's what I'm worried about, Mike. You know how you know it's going to get easier or not easier? I mean, you know, it's going to get harder. If you look at it, now this is before the Washington game. Three of the top six offenses the Saints got to finish. So the defense better pack a lunch.
And Green Bay's part of that attack.
Yes, Green Bay, Washington, and Tampa Bay. I'm looking at that. And then you look at, okay, what are they going to do as far as rushing the football? Well, Washington was number three, Green Bay's five, Tampa Bay's eight. So, that's why the Raiders, no, the Raiders aren't good. The Saints are going to win a game, I think.
It'll be that
it
one.
Should be the Raiders at home. Now, I think that'd be a monumental upset if we went on Monday night against Green Bay.
I agree with
and
you.
And then, now, Mike, would you take, though, the 13.5 points? That's
man,
a lot
I'd have
of
to think about that.
That's a lot of points.
That's
because Green
points.
Bay can win convincingly. You know, anytime it's double digits, like Green Bay could be in control of the game. Let's say they would win, I don't know, 24-14 or 27-17, and then they still don't cover.
Bob, one of the guys that's emerging as a real star in the NFL in year one, Charlie and I, when we were doing our draft profiles, I told Charlie, there's a linebacker, if I could pick, and he's kind of off-ball line, Ederjen Cooper from Texas A&M, and he played his high school football at Covington High School.
Whoa.
He was at Covington, goes to A&M, and I told Charlie, if there's one guy that I would want to pick, man, he was unbelievable a year ago at A&M. I thought he was the most improved player in the SEC. Man, he's played like he's a seasoned pro watch him play for the Packers.
Okay, but was LSU in that mix with A&M? Or?
They were in the mix at the end, but I don't think they were – Cooper was a top choice for them. I think they – and right off the bat, it looked as though he was going to go to A&M.
Oh, okay. Because the interest, maybe they showed in
they
him.
They showed a lot of interest early with him, and I think he stuck to it as it got along in the process.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing today?
All right, brother.
All right, Hollywood. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Hey, Bobby, it's going to be my birthday next Monday. Be in the Green Bay game.
Oh, Monday Night Football. So how old are you going to be, about 42 or what?
I wish I was 42, but I'm going on 65.
Oh, 65. Oh, you're older than me. So congratulations, Hollywood. You made it official. Is that retirement age, or you can still work at Fouchon? Are you going to extend that to 67
or
what?
Hollywood will continue to work. Come
yeah,
on.
I don't know. You might be jet-setting. I don't know.
I'm continue to work because I like what I do, and I work half the year anyway, so I get every other week, and I just like what I do, and it gives me time away from the wife.
You got a little piece
of quiet.
At
least you admit it.
But Bobby,
yeah.
On that 2-point conversion, you don't think we should have ran Miller up the middle or Miller on the outside? Because it looked like that tight end was kind of double covered.
Well, I don't know. How about the tight end make a great catch?
Make the catch.
I don't know. Hitting your hands, you know, his hands, I don't like the placement. Could ricochet off of it. And, you know, hindsight, they all say, oh, well, the guy was open, was it Mason? In the back of the end zone. Yeah, you have to look at, you might freeze it, and then it looked like he's wide open. But a quarterback is going through his progressions. I guarantee you when they practice that play in practice, that was his first read. And Spencer Rattler can spin it. I don't know. Now, it was a tough catch, but I looked like he hit Juwan Johnson in the hands to me.
He hit him in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
between the hands.
All of a sudden you make a great catch and you're a hero. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't like, oh, that was a stupid play. Why did we do that? No, if you execute it, it's not a stupid play. And then you win the game.
I told this to Tom. You know what it kind of reminded me a little bit of? When Jaden Daniels hit Mason Taylor against Alabama in that corner end zone. He flipped it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so you got it. The bottom line is you're going to have you always second guess. Did you have the right play called? And you have to execute. Now, like I said, you look maybe Austin, because I think this is on social media. Now, Austin flashed open in the end zone, but Johnson was the primary read. And then all of a sudden, Rattlers quickly releases the ball because that's where he said he's open. And then, to me, I don't know. I think he should have caught it. But maybe I'm just taking up for the quarterback. But to me, if you hit your hands, you got to catch it.
Ain't the first time.
Yeah, you got to catch it.
You
got to
catch it.
It's a tough catch. I'm not saying it wasn't a tough catch, but you got to catch it. But when you look at Austin, Kevin Austin being that open, it was because when you can freeze it after the ball's going, the defense is going to shift.
Yeah.
And he's going to look more open. And you never want it. When you're running a 2-point play or a quick play, it very seldom works unless you're a magician like Lamar Jackson or maybe Jaden Daniels. Usually that goes bang, bang. Like 1, 2, 3, bang.
Fast.
It's fast. And you got the read, you burn the defense. When you're running all around, like I see like a trick play, a 2-point, oh, and they like ad-libbing, hey, I'm not saying it can't work out. A lot of times that play ain't working. And it's going to be luck if it works. And so that's why when you see Austin wide open, I think a lot of because the ball was thrown in the flat, that helped him look more wide open than he actually was. And maybe, you know, in hindsight, Spencer Rattler could have really stared in that flat and pump it like he's going to follow through and then come across and throw it to Austin. Then you look like Drew Brees. And then that's something Drew Brees might have done. And then all of a sudden you're like, boy, look at that great play. But if you go by how you're being coached and how you're trying to execute, I have no problem with Spencer Rattler hitting Juwan Johnson in the flat.
Because now, you can bet they practice that play
that's the number one read, and that's where you're going with the ball. And look at the throw he made when they scored the touchdown of Fosamoro. Where did that ball go? Look at direct throw. Because Spencer Rattler could throw it. Now, you might say, oh, I don't know, it was too much mustard on it. I don't know. You got to catch it. I mean,
look the ball come out of Jaden Daniels' hand.
Yeah.
If you think he got some mustard on.
No, and I'm not just getting on Juwan Johnson, but if he wants to be truly a hero, you got to catch that ball.